Great to have your company this morning on this Tuesday, 16th of April. Very sad. Notre Dame or Notre Dame, the cathedral has burnt to the ground or in the process of being burnt to the ground. And it is absolutely one of the saddest things you can see. Wisp, from an architectural, historical point of view?
Yep. It's, 800, 900 years old. I think anybody that's ever been to Paris would have visited Notre Dame. So everybody knows the building we're talking about that's travelled. So it is a very, very sad day over there.
The good oil for Penrite today. Penrite Oil, Australian owned and trusted for more than 90 years. Visit penriteoil.com. Justin Langer, the coach of the Australian cricket team, at about 8:30 or just after. But right now, and there's been some tension already in the studio this morning. Liam Pickering wanted him, and him and the Wisp just went at it hammer and tong.
Good morning.
What were you two hammer and tong? Morning to you, Gary.
Good morning to you, Timothy.
What are you hammer and tonging about?
Oh, Gary, oh, he attacked me when I walked in.
He assaulted you.
He assaulted me about some post or something I didn't even know about.
I asked you, as manager of Gary Ablett, have you just spoken to him about him liking that post from Israel Folau? That's all I asked you. He unliked it. Yeah, but after he liked it, yeah. But you said, he wouldn't have read it. And I said, what are you doing liking stuff you haven't read?
This is what I'm saying to you. Are you on social media?
Yes.
No, you're not.
I am. I've got a Twitter account.
Oh, yeah. What is it? Let me just have a look at the handle. Don't lie to our listening audience.
I have got a Twitter account.
Yeah, well, it's not one of those fake ones.
No, it's not a fake Twitter account.
You're not on social media. True or false?
I'm an Instagrammer.
You're on Instagram.
I'm on Instagram.
No, you're not.
Hang on. No, take that back. Take that back.
Just because Channel 7 are on it doesn't mean you are.
I have a private account.
At TimWatson32, I'm told, is his Twitter account.
Yeah, please don't tweet me that.
I'm about to just look it up just to double check whether this is right, because to me it was just sounded like a rookie conversation. So, okay. It sounded like I was talking to an 80-year-old man that has never even used social media.
Not far away.
Okay, well, you didn't answer the question, though.
Oh, I'm not interested in the question.
Did you speak to him about his like or not?
No, I did not.
Do you feel the need to?
No.
What do you mean?
Why do I need to speak?
It's a highly controversial
post. He's 35 years old. I'm not going to go out of my way. It might come up in conversation when I speak to him next.
Will you alert him to the fact that it was a controversial
post? We'll have a discussion with him about a number of other things. I'm not making a special trip to Geelong to go and counsel him on liking and unliking something on social media.
So are you and Gary Ablett on the same page at the moment? It doesn't sound like manager and player.
Oh, my God. I'm not coming in here. It's Easter, guys. Can we just start locking into the religious time of the year? For God's sake. Unbelievable.
Are you not doing your job, Pickers, by picking?
Any of the experts sitting here giving me advice. He's one of the greatest players, if not the greatest player of all time. I'm pretty sure he can handle what he's doing.
I thought on the weekend when there were some technical issues with Hutchie, your hosting's sharp.
Oh, well, he wasn't even in the same
state. You were going solo.
Oh, I just went, I'm a break. I'll give him the finey, and I went, a break, and when we get back, another break.
Because he's on his own. Hutchie's over in where he Perth.
Oh, he's in Perth or Sydney. No, he's in Sydney seeing Winks.
And the line drops out. So then poor Pix is sitting there on his
sitting there. I'm going to give the scores from Thursday night. I was about to go through the goal kickers. The best players and possession winners.
You start reading the paper out on air, did you?
Well, I couldn't even take a phone call. What else is happening in New Zealand? Tiger Woods, is that a win?
This is on his own he's doing.
Cat's pack. The Wolf pack's back at Geelong. Let's go through that. Oh, yeah, that wasn't ideal. But this is what happens. When Hutchie puts himself ahead of the show.
Wow.
And we're in different states. He left his partner, who he'd dressed up a holiday, a little sojourn to Perth. Mm. He dressed it up as a holiday to Perth. He left her there while he went to Sydney for meetings.
Well, Pickers.
AKA to watch Winks.
100% acceptable in my eyes.
Oh, you don't. Yeah.
Acceptable? That's acceptable. It's a once in a lifetimer. What are you looking at?
Well, you shouldn't have taken the missus to Perth.
So he's taken his special friend to Perth.
Left her there.
He left her there, and he's flown to Sydney to watch Winks' last
race. He said, I'll be back for the footy. So she took herself off to the Croc Media corporate box at Optus Stadium for the derby/derby. He arrived on the ground in Perth 5 minutes into the last quarter. She's had to entertain all day, all these guests.
Hey, that's what a team's all about.
No, there's no iron team for Craig. It's all about Craig.
Did you watch Winks, by the way?
Yeah, of course I did, but I was calling the match at the same time. So I listened to Jared's call.
Okay.
I watched it on the television.
Did you get a little goosebumpish?
I got a little bit jumpy when that thing on the inside, well, I can't think what it's called now, whatever the name of the horse was on the inside, that all kicked back a little bit.
Oh, you didn't think it was she was in danger, did you?
No, not really, but you didn't have to see
it was a good run. It got lost,
pull out the persuader a couple of times. Mm. A very good run, the second horse.
And then what about Tiger? I'm trying to work out, did you get stay up and watch it, given the early start?
No, I missed it, to be fair. In fact, I'd forgotten about it. I'd had a couple of bets. I'd backed Dustin Johnson, second. I took two or three the day before, but Tiger was $4, so I thought, I'll sit up and watch this. But it started late, and it finished, and anyway, I turned on the Golf Channel. I'm flicking around, and I turned the Golf Channel on, and I went, and you know, as I turned it on, they said, and that's it from here, from us. That's all for us from the Masters. Tiger Woods, the champion.
I went, guys. All right, thank you.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it.
I tipped him at $21 to the Wisp.
Yeah, you did. And you, Gary actually watched a replay the last five or six holes yesterday.
Yeah.
And you said that at one point there, old Spaghetti Molinari, he looked like he was just going to win outright.
Spaghetti Molinari.
And then the old Spag Bowl chucked it into the drink. And then the old Brooksy Koepka. He was about to tee off on whatever hole was.
Is he South African?
16 or 17. No, he's
American.
And as he's sort of addressing his ball, they put up the score of Tiger up on the scoreboard after he just birdied it.
The crowd would have gone nuts.
Nutso. What old Brooksy, he just had to, he stopped and looked around. And,
he's coming. He's,
well, he'll be lobbing later on in my little sig.
Righto.
What do you got?
Dwayne, I think. He's put away shake and bake. A few others have started to pick it up. I was driving back from the Cats and the Giants game, and I was listening to SEN, and I haven't got the audio, but I picked up one of our little minions in South Australia, just all of a sudden thinking he's the big boys.
Not Tommy.
It wasn't Tommy Wren. It was one of our other guys, maybe Sammy. Anyway, he was calling with Kim Dillon.
He's pinched a shake and bake.
He took a shake and bake off the pipe.
What's the etiquette there?
Well, you can't. I mean, BT did it, but BT's shooting on the same level.
Well, no one ever went with centimetre perfect other than to parody Dennis Kimmel.
Yeah, you've got to say, as Dennis would say, centimetre perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think BT's giving attribution.
No, he needs to, though.
You think he needs to
Absolutely
give attribution?
Does. Well,
then the ball goes out of shake and beak by Ablett. Thanks, Dwayne.
Thanks to Dwayne Russell, one of Dwayne's favourite songs. That's what he should be saying.
He may dispute who actually said it first.
Oh, turn it up. It's a Dwayneism.
Is it a Dwayneism or not?
Of course it is. Okay. I've worked with Dwayne for years. Very, very, very
sharp.
He's
a shake and bake man. How long has he been a shake and bake man for?
A lot longer than he's been. He's just changing the names now. He's just bringing in new steps. This is the first one he dished up on the weekend.
Half it again. Dan stepped through a couple.
So he danced step through that one. Yeah. Okay. This one's a different step.
Little Gazza gets this. Good shake step.
He's got a shake step. So he couldn't get shaken bacon. So he's now got a shake step. Weird. Just weird stuff. Anyway. I know, you know, we know a lot of people in this. You know, but when you're commentating and
you get around.
I mean, I go out every time and, you know, Gary Ablett does something good and go, Gary, he's a mate of mine. You just get on with it and just call it as you see it. No, Dermot, I'm sorry, Derm. You might think I'm picking on you. I'm not. Adam Thompson, Tomlinson.
Don't say this about Adam Tomlinson because he's a mate.
Don't say it because he's a mate. Say it because you believe it, Dermot. Not because he's a mate.
Adam Tomlinson's a mate of Derm.
Dermot worked up there.
Yeah, he did. No, that'd be right.
He became mates with a lot of the players,
I know, but we don't want it every time a Giants player gets a kick.
Oh, no, I think it would be a good introduction. Then we know who's connected
comes
to...
Comes out the green.
Then we know which commentator's connected to which player.
I can just see the
passage
of
play
now.
And how biased their commentary may be.
Whitfield, Dermot's mate down the ground, picked up there beautifully by Cameron, a good mate of Dermot's. Off it goes to green, a real good mate of Dermot's.
I say this about Adam Tomlinson because he's a mate.
We can't do that.
I think you're onto something. Derm's not the only one that rolls with that.
He's a mate of mine.
Who else does that?
Oh, no. I think a lot. I've done that because sometimes you got to declare your hand.
Right.
Now, say this because...
We'd be declaring a lot of people we know.
I know, but...
Well, you're mates with a lot of people, Pix.
Well, I'm a pretty popular guy.
You'd have to go with, and I manage him.
Don't cut me off, mate.
there's a mating.
Hey, I'll tell you what I did notice the other day. You know, the Wisp is a bit of a big deal in here, obviously in the mornings.
Wisp?
Yeah, a bit of a big deal.
Yeah.
You and him, start the day off with a smile,
that is true.
Or a grump. Either that's way, whatever mood you're both in, you're either yelling. Both of you, one of you is normally yelling at Zeta out the back and A-Rod. Anyway, today, not so much. Must be looking forward to Easter, aren't they? Right. I'm listening to Channel Wisp the other night. I'm listening to Channel 7, and I'm watching Jane Bunn, and Jane's doing the weather, and I reckon she's been got at.
Magnificent sunset over the Balti Bridge. Just some wispy orange high cloud moving through.
She drops a. She's been doing. You're slow to the party.
There was another one in the same bulletin.
Yeah.
While the rest had bright sunshine, just some wispy high cloud.
This is deliberate. And you know who just sits back.
A bit slower than
you know who just sits back in his chair and has a big chuckle?
The Wisp.
Big Mitch.
Big Mitch.
Is
that Jane's way of working a bit of shtick in?
Yep, it is.
A bit like TJ and Hitch.
Yeah,
Wispy.
We don't mention the other two on this show.
Oh, they're very good. Well, he's a friend of the
Is he a mate of yours? Is he?
No. He is. Pete Hitchett is a friend of the Off the Bench program.
Oh, is he?
He's
really?
One of our good friends.
He's a lovely man, actually.
You should declare that before you talk about Hitch.
Okay,
he's a friend of the show's, but.
Yeah. No, we'll never say but because we just love his stuff. Right, now, Chris Judd. Now, Juddy, last night on Footy Class, he can't predict the future.
The future's unknowable, Cara. The only thing you know for sure is who your mother is.
Okay.
Can we just play that again? Yeah. I haven't heard that before.
The future's unknowable, Cara. The only thing you know for sure is who your mother is.
Mm, I see.
Right.
All of a sudden, there was a... Well, this was probably the next segment.
Jody, we're four games into a 22-game season, but you've narrowed the premiership race down to less than a handful.
Four teams I've decided.
He just made a prediction. Well, he just said he can't predict the future, and then give that again, eh, Rod? This is just moments later.
Jody, we're four games into a 22-game season, but you've narrowed the premiership race down to less than a handful.
Four teams I've decided.
That's your best.
That's predicting.
That's your best.
I'm not finishing yet.
Oh,
I'm
not finished. Finish with
before
Juddy.
You go, was that Damien Barrett hosting?
Yeah.
Or did he get swung in?
He wasn't
in?
Hosting, was he?
He was hosting, yeah.
Where was Hutchie?
He didn't host Footy Classified, did he?
What did I say to you before we came on air this morning? I've spotted somebody that's got mine host written all over him.
Well, he was our first nomination for Icy Pole of the Week.
So what's your new podcast?
In the Game.
I did hear this.
Oh, when's that come out?
Flying.
Flying airborne. I think he went on to say it's airborne.
He's rolling with new glasses too.
And a new car.
New host-style glasses.
Oh, have you seen the car he's driving?
Glasses? He's got host glasses.
The car he's driving just doesn't fit his personality. He's got like a rev head car.
No, he's always had a bit of a rev head car.
Hey, I've got one more of the bits of audio, and I like this one. Because, you know, when you get an on-ground interview, you don't get a lot of time. And you probably have never really done them, but Wisp and I have done them because we've worked the boundary line with all the young mates.
Down there with the people.
Yeah, with the people, like Peter Larkins and the like. Well, you can't put the doc on for a question on television because it'd be on that break time before you got the question out.
Keep going.
Connor McKenna, he's gone to. Connor McKenna, Ben Dixon on the weekend. Have a listen.
What a fast start. You picked up exactly where you left off from last week. What's been positive from John Worsfold at quarter time?
Yeah, just the pressure of the ball from midfielders. Harry Condis, it spells out, we're the first people on it. That really put on a lot of pressure, I thought, from the start of the season. So we just thought, put the pressure on the start and see how they come.
And you know, all we needed...
Subtitles.
No, we just needed Moons to finish off the interview.
Love him.
Good on you, mate. Excuse the setup.
So if we hadn't been able to do the Connor McKenna into Moons finish, we're away.
Very nice. Picks, I say this with some trepidation, but planning on proposing, you could win an engagement ring from the Diamond Guys to propose at the MCG. That'd be a nice way to do it. Head to sen.com.au.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Fantastic.
Hey, Pickers, Chris Anstey sent in a tweet.
Yeah, well, I can read this. He's a mate of mine. I'm just going off what apparently you've got to say these days. This is 2007 basketball, and this is the original.
One-on-one with Williams. Shake and bake move. Oh, he puts it in.
How do we know that's the original shake and bake?
Well, because a good mate of mine, Chris Anstey.
I'm not questioning
no, Chris but does that predate? Does that predate Dwayne's shake and bake?
I worked with Shane. I started working with Dwayne about 07.
Hey, I was
big basketball fan too, Dwayne.
He's done a lot of basketball.
Mm.
I worked with a pipe before that.
You would be my nine.
I think he might have been shake and baking before that.
Oh, I tell you what, this is a challenge to A-Rod and to Zeta at the back.
Oh, don't give it more work.
Skeeter, listen, this is what we're going to do. Is we're going to try and find some original Dwayne-isms from the Channel 9 days.
From the early days.
From the early days, we're talking.
He may have shaked and baked.
No, he's taken his repertoire. People think I'm having a bit of a go. I love the pie.
He's a mate of yours, isn't he?
He's a mate. So, you know,
hang on. He's a mate of mine too.
Yeah. So I'm not having a go. I just think he's got the best sayings going around.
Yeah.
And I don't like it when people don't attribute them to his sayings and use them, you know, just willy-nilly, to be perfectly honest.
Heroes and zeros.
Heroes, well, easy this week. Tiger. Fantastic, okay. 43 years old. Winks, of course.
Yeah, of course.
From a footy perspective, Gold Coast is a great win. They're going great. And the Tigers, fantastic backs to the wall. I wasn't super surprised by that, to be honest.
That was a really good win.
Go Tigers.
And McDonald Tipping Woody, Macca, Tipper. Whatever you want to call
Walla.
Him.
Oh, Walla. 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 Walla.
Oh, he's not your mate.
Seven big ones. No, he's not my mate.
You don't manage him, do you?
No. Fantastic, though. Gee, he's a good player, that kid. He's a really good player. Beautiful kick.
Two weeks ago, he nearly was getting dropped, I reckon.
I know, but he's...
That's how quickly it changes.
I know. I'm understanding.
How many small forwards kick seven goals a game?
Not many.
In a game, I mean.
Not many have.
Wayne Primer did it many, many years ago.
I think Milne did.
Wayne Primer.
Remember Wayne Primer too?
From Woomerang Lascelles.
Is that where he's from? There you go. Zeros. What the hell's it? I can't read my Ronnie. Blues' ability to close out the games. Look, dude, I had that game shot to pieces. They're not far away, Blues, so don't despair too much.
Shane Corn said last week they'd forgotten how to win.
Well, they just haven't.
And the Blues got very shirky about it.
Well, they shouldn't.
They
forgot how to win on the weekend. Just the basics went missing, but they're on the right track. The Rising Star selectors going my zeros. Round four before Sam Walsh gets a nom?
Yeah.
He's about a $2 or $1.50 favourite to win the Rising Star. Has they been nommed until this week?
No. Yeah, I reckon in their selection panel thinking, they were looking at the guys that have played good, you know, first round, second round, third round games. They always thought Sam Walsh is going to get a nomination at some stage. These other guys may not be able to produce that again.
That shouldn't be how...
I understand that.
The nomination should come from the best player that falls into that category that weekend.
Sydney Stack should have also got a nomination by now.
Well, you can only nominate one.
I know that.
It would have been a risky move to have kept waiting on because Sam will get one later.
Outstanding, Sydney Stack, and what a great story.
He's a good talent, isn't he?
My word, he is.
The zero to the security guard at the Masters.
What did he do?
He slid in and took Tiger's leg out.
Below the knees.
It was. It would have definitely been a free kick.
What did Chris O say about it?
He said, I don't know, we need some audio from Chris O. I'm not sure how Chris has going at the moment.
Is he a mate of yours? Obviously not.
Of course he's a mate. Yeah, in this game, we're all mates. Well, except when you're not mates.
I'm going to say this about Adam Tomlinson because he's a mate.
Yeah.
Hey, we know Shake and Bake come from Talladega Nights.
Of course we do. It's called the Shake and Bake. In fact, give us the file, A-Rod. Don't give me the old, don't throw your arms around, Skeeter. It's Easter time. It's just time for celebration. These bikes eat buttons. My guy would have had.
I got a message for all of them. Shake and bake.
We know that. That was 2006.
So I can't play the shake and bake file without having any audio of shake and bake.
Hang on, so that's 2006. So that predates the 2007 basketball commentary, too.
Right, and one to finish, one more zero. Jess and Dan, they've split up from maths. Split up finally. What a surprise. You can knock me down with a feather.
Nice to see you, mate.
Yeah, good on your mate.
You should manage some of those people.
Australian coach now?
In about 3 minutes' time, Justin Langer.
Yeah, okay. Hard question.